Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Michigan business tax is history, and now Governor Snyder says the personal property tax on businesses is next, and its elimination will be a priority this fall. But many questions remain about how this key revenue source for municipalities will be replaced. To discuss the matter, I'm joined by Mike Johnston. He's the Vice President of Governmental Affairs at the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Now, the Michigan Municipal League says the personal property tax is crucial, making up half of the revenue for some communities. The MBT was just eliminated. Shouldn't we take a breather before we drop another tax?
No, I think Michigan has to move aggressively to make Michigan much more competitive, particularly by eliminating the personal property tax. This is a tax that makes manufacturers less competitive than other states, primarily because most states have eliminated this tax.
It seems that the simple elimination of the personal property tax is too devastating to seriously be considered. What do you view as some realistic replacements for this key revenue source?
Well, let me just say, first of all, that we view our relationships with our communities as partnerships. And we are consumers of the services that locals provide in terms of police and fire and road construction, et cetera. So it's not our goal to snatch that revenue from them, because you know, we will suffer from the elimination of those services or reduction in those services. So we're looking for solutions that that we can agree with our partners in the local communities.
It would have to be quite an expansive solution, because it would have to cover an enormous amount of money that's brought in through the personal property tax. Do you have any sense, or does the Manufacturers Association have any position on what some of the best alternatives would be?
Well, first of all, to put it in scope, the total dollar amount that the personal property tax brings in is $1.2 billion, which is a really big number. But what we're pleased to hear out of the Senate administration is they're going to sort of parse it out and begin to address the industrial personal property tax. And that ends up only being about a third of that, at about $400 million. And while that's not a small number, it's certainly a more manageable number. And we're willing to work with the Snyder administration in figuring out ways to fund that, if it means phasing it in or doing it in over time. So we're willing to look at a lot of different options.
I see. So only the industrial part of this tax is going to be impacted then?
Well, what the governor has said is he's going to address there are three classes, by the way. It's industrial, commercial, and utility. And each of those makes up roughly a third. And what he said, he's going to address manufacturing and then address commercial and move on to utility. So that we're just pleased that the governor recognizes that manufacturing is the largest sector of the economy, and he's willing to address our competitive burden first.
Now, this idea of cutting taxes with a plan apparently is that it will then grow jobs. You know, it seems universally acknowledged at this point that there's really no direct correlation. And I wonder, in your view, why would a company necessarily grow jobs because of a tax cut rather than spending the money in 100 different ways or simply keeping it?
Well, the issue here is about whether manufacturing investment happens here in Michigan or in other competitor states. Like, if a company invests in Ohio, they are exempt from that tax. Ohio has eliminated that tax. So manufacturers think in terms of return on investment. If they make an investment in Michigan, they get a slightly lower rate of return than if they make that same investment in Ohio, because Ohio doesn't tax the capital investment.
But is the tax rate the primary reason a company decides to move its business into a particular state, rather than things like infrastructure, public safety, schools, those types of factors?
You're absolutely right. There are a lot of factors that go into making those decisions. The mission here is to eliminate the barriers so that we are competitive with other states, so that the positive things that we have going on in Michigan, like a strong talent base, good manufacturing infrastructure, good educational systems, actually can rise Michigan to the top of the location choice
What about the fact that, I mean, here in Lansing, I mean, we're facing a likely deficit again next year, along with municipalities all over the state. Are we not tipping the balance now a little too far against our infrastructure and our municipalities' ability to provide proper services?
Now, first of all, like I've said, what we've talked about is making sure we're working with our partners, and in the municipality specifically, we are not looking to abandon them. But I think what we're talking about is making Michigan competitive. We ought to be looking at eliminating this barrier in a way, not that what's the cost of doing it, but rather the cost of not doing it. If Michigan does not become competitive for capital investment, large industrial capital investment, that investment will continue to go elsewhere, and the consequences for the state overall and the municipalities themselves who lose that capital investment is significant. I mean, think of historically the communities who've suffered loss of manufacturing investment. You know, think of Flint. My guess is Flint would be a pretty good partner to talk to in terms of where economic development ought to go in the state.
I'm talking to Mike Johnston, the Vice President of Governmental Affairs at the Michigan Manufacturers Association. I wonder, I mean, you look at job losses and manufacturing losses. They really generally, though, haven't they been to third world countries and to China rather than to our neighboring states?
I think you've seen both. Certainly, there's been a rise of the global economy, and that's been the story of the American economy for the last decade or more. And Michigan has been impacted more than most states, and maybe more than all states, given our high concentration of the auto industry and the rise of the auto capabilities in Asia. So we are in fact in a global economy, and so Michigan needs to recognize that in fact we're not just competing against other states, we are competing against Asia, and in fact we can compete against Asia if we eliminate these barriers to competition.
How would you rank Michigan in terms of the business environment for manufacturers in the country in terms of its attractiveness at this point?
I think we're moving in a very good direction. The Snyder administration's taking the lead on the corporate income tax changes makes Michigan's tax system look like the rest of the nation in terms of having a corporate income tax. So we're absolutely moving in the right direction. He's doing great things in terms of reducing the corporate structural deficit in Michigan to make state government as a partner with manufacturers to be more competitive on a cost basis, on a global basis. So I think Michigan is absolutely going in the right direction. The elimination of the personal property tax is another step, a very positive step in the right direction.
One of the concerns about removing a tax like this is oftentimes it will shift the tax burden from business to the public. Of one of the proposals of replacing the personal property tax is a sales tax. Is that really fair to Michigan residents who are themselves struggling and are facing an over 10% unemployment rate?
Well, what I say is we got to look at two things. We got to look at other states and see how competitive we are on a tax basis. And when you see in the comparison, Michigan tends to have fairly low income taxes and sales taxes, and we have no service tax. Most states have, higher income taxes, higher sales taxes, and have service taxes. So Michigan citizens have fared very well over time, and Michigan's had this sort of sad history of having a relatively high tax on job providers and manufacturers, and such that if you can't attract jobs, fewer people, if you can't attract investment, then you can't attract jobs, and fewer people are working in Michigan. I think we need to change that rubric where we can attract investment and attract jobs, and people with jobs complain less about the income tax than unemployed people do.
The MBT is now gone. Let's say the personal property tax is cut also. Where would that leave Michigan businesses and manufacturers? Are there further tax burdens that should be eliminated?
Well, Michigan certainly has to address the deficit in the unemployment insurance trust fund. Michigan has a $3.5 billion deficit in the unemployment trust fund. Now, this is a fund fully funded by employers and is funded by employer taxes. we need to find a rational solution to that problem going forward, so that we can get on a predictable trend in Michigan, so that we can be competitive.
Finally, when we talk about taxes, some have proposed making areas like Detroit a tax-free zone to encourage business investment. What do you think of strategies of this type?
I think we got to think of all the strategies. We have urban core issues, and we need to attract investment, and we need to look at what other states are doing, because we got to benchmark ourselves against the best states if we think we're going to beat the other states in the competition for capital investment. And manufacturing investment brings a high economic multiplier effect. So let's do what other states are doing in terms of attracting investment. And those kinds of things should certainly be on the table.
I see. Even full-on tax-free zones to get businesses to plant themselves here no matter what.
I think moving towards the corporate income tax and flattening the rate is making Michigan much more competitive compared to other states, but we can't stop there. Other states don't, so let's benchmark ourselves against what other states are doing and do what the best states are doing.
Mike Johnston, the Vice President of Governmental Affairs at the Michigan Manufacturers Association, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.